Today from the Ohio Newsroom, childcare's impact on the workforce. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. There's not enough childcare in Allen County, and local workforce organizations argue that's not just a problem for parents, it's a problem for the region's economy. That's why the state workforce program Ohio Means Jobs started offering workshops for parents interested in becoming in-home care providers. Executive Director Joe Patton hopes it can provide people interested in childcare with all the resources they need in just one step. He's here to explain. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So tell me, what's been happening with childcare in Allen County? Why do we have a shortage?
Well, about probably going back 7 or 8 years ago when they implemented Step Up the Quality. Before Step Up the Quality, we had around 60 in-home childcare providers in Allen County, and that dropped to below 15. What the star rating did was put in higher levels of education and training for the staff. Once that got fully implemented, a lot of the people were still doing the childcare, but they just wouldn't take our customers anymore because they didn't want to have to jump through the state hoops and the red tape of becoming a star-rated provider. They were still watching kids, but they just wouldn't take publicly funded kids.
That Step Up to Quality program that you mentioned, that was about, you know, increasing quality in childcare. And its advocates would argue, you know, you can't sacrifice quality for quantity. What do you think about that? Why didn't this work for your region?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to parent choice. When I talked to our consumers, no one was really looking at the star rating. Like, you kind of know what you like when you walk in. Like, if I walk in and see a messy house or the toys in the room are all, you know, maybe that parent's like, this might not be the place for me. I have a 25-year-old son who's a naval officer now. The lady that watched him was a lady around the corner from us. She wasn't star rated, but she was 5-star to me because, like, she was almost part of our family. It was just very convenient for me and very, I felt like I had great quality with her.
So how are the workshops that you're doing in Allen County then? How are they going to help this childcare issue?
So what we did was we did a big PR campaign on getting more providers. Like, it might take a month to 2 months to become a provider on a lot of these fronts. And one of it is, like, we're assisting them in getting their home ready, you know, the safety things like that, helping them. We can do a couple mini inspections before their final one to say, yeah, we still need this. We could help you get that. And maybe, you know, if they need a baby gate, put some of those things in to make safety around stairwells and things like that that they got to have. But then the other part was like the CPR and first aid. A lot of those were kind of harder to come by. So I have my staff trained in those. It made it more of a one-stop shop where they can get that all done in a very short amount of time.
And how successful has that been? How many have you added in-home providers?
We've added around 10 providers since we ran the program, and we still have some in queue for it.
So obviously, Ohio Means Jobs focuses on the workforce and jobs, yet you're prioritizing childcare in your work. So how are those two connected, workforce and childcare?
Well, a parent can't really take a full-time job if they don't know their kids in a safe environment. That's the biggest thing. So we want people to get their child in that comfortable, safe environment and have the hours that we need to be able to help our employers. We're a manufacturing community and healthcare community. Most of the hospitals now are working 10 or 12 hour shifts, along with a lot of the manufacturers are the 12, you know, 7-to-7 shifts or 12 on, 12 off type thing. That this opens up those jobs for a lot of our people on public assistance then, because they have a place to, they now have a place that will accommodate their child during those hours.
That's Joe Patton. He's the executive director of Ohio Means Jobs in Allen County. Thank you, Joe, for being here.
All right. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.